Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. I'm going to shock a few of you now, and I'm going to say that I quite like aggressive diets in January. Now, I know that's probably not the most popular of opinions, and you might be thinking, but normally you go on and on about moderation and not over-restricting. And I'm going to come on to the fact that I'm not actually talking about over-restricting. But I also think sometimes we push back too much and we miss out on what is like quite a cool wave of motivation that most people feel in January. So the problem with more aggressive approaches generally is lack of support and no long-term maintenance plan rather than the approach itself. And by that, I mean like dropping calories a little bit lower. So I often diet clients harder in January, on lower calories, with more steps, maybe some extra cardio in there, maybe a slightly harder training program. They might have more structured and strict regimes around morning routines and extras that I might add in. And that's because most people are highly motivated in January. They can do more. They want to do more. They've also usually overindulged throughout December and are pretty satisfied, if not like overly satisfied, and quite happy to get back to kind of healthy eating and to forego the higher calorie foods. And they probably don't want to look at another mince pie. They don't really want to drink for a while. Like, as an example of this, a lot of my clients choose to do dry January. And it's not because they are abstaining or over-restricting. It's because they're like, I've actually had enough of drinking for a while. And I think it would just do me good. And I want to just have a period of time without that. Great. Lean into it. I think it's silly to push moderation on people when they actively don't want it. Like, don't, like, it's a strange society that we live in. But alcohol is not good for you. Now, even when people are like, oh, but red wine. Yeah, some of the antioxidants in red wine might be good for you. But you can get those in other places that don't include alcohol. And alcohol is fundamentally not good for you. Like, it is a carcinogenic, right? So if someone's like, I don't really want to drink it. Great. From like a health perspective, as fundamentally a health coach. Yeah, that's great if you don't want to drink alcohol. Cool. Now, we can obviously bring that in and find a bit more balance when they decide they want to drink again. But for now, like, ride the January wave of motivation, but just make sure that there's a bit of a plan in place for afterwards. And that's the real difference here, right? If you want to go hard in January, if you want to make the most out of that, absolutely do it. But make sure that you've got something planned for afterwards so that you're not in this all or nothing mentality. And I think people kind of see it as a false dichotomy of, I can either have balance and do everything really slowly and moderately, or I can go really hard and do like an all, like go all in, and then I end up swinging back the other way. Not necessarily. You can ride the motivation and be like, I'm going to push myself really hard for a period of time, and then I'm going to come back to a bit more balance. That's also fine. I do that all the time, and actually I really enjoy it. I enjoy pushing myself. It's cool to see what you can do. And I'm going to talk more about some of the benefits of that in a second, but this is also where range targets work extremely well, right? So as I've already said, most of my clients are going to go hard in January. And that's not me pushing it on them. That's them coming to me and being like, I want to tighten things up. I want to, you know, like really push myself in January, partly because I've loosened up a little bit in December. And that's fine, right? Different times of year, that's what long-term maintenance looks like. You'll have different times a year where things look a little bit different, where your targets are slightly different, where your numbers look different, where other things become more important. And that's fine. The difference is you're not going completely off track and then completely back the other way. You're just like swaying a little bit within your range targets, which is the genius of how range targets work, right? So most of my clients have spent most of December probably closer to the non-negotiable or lower barrier slash easier side of their targets. And now they're going to ride the motivation wave in January, and they're probably going to be closer to their optimal targets. And like I said, that's what realistic long-term results look like. That is how you beat yo-yo dieting and at the same time get the best results. So you're not just like, oh, I beat yo-yo dieting by being really moderate all the time, but actually the results are really slow. Okay, you can use different phases to your advantage, and it's kind of what makes life a little bit more interesting as well. Use the motivation when you have it. Do more when you can. Push yourself. Like I said, it's actually quite fun. It's rewarding. And then the real benefit is you often break your own glass ceilings. And then you often realize that what, or you find afterwards that what you were doing before is way easier to stick to. As a little example of this, let's say you usually do 10,000 steps a day. And in January, you're like, I'm really going to push myself. I want to see what I can do. I'm going to commit to doing 12,000 steps a day. Like maybe your range target is, I don't know, 10,000 to 12,000. You normally do about 10,000, but you're like, no, I'm going to try and hit my optimal target for the whole of January. I'm going to set myself to push myself a little bit. Then when you go back to 10,000 steps, it feels easy. Right, and this happens with workouts as well. If you're like, oh, normally I get in, I don't know, 3 workouts a week, but I'm actually going to try and get in 4 to 5 throughout January when I've got this extra motivation. Then when you go back to doing 3, it feels easy. You're like, oh, I've created this kind of like new level for myself. And that happens all the time. It happens a lot with workload as well. I notice this if I do like sprints within my business where I'm working a bit harder, or maybe I've got more calls, or I've got more things on. And then when I go back to like quote unquote like normal work, I'm like, oh, I actually have way more capacity than what I thought. And now I've kind of like created this new level of what I can do and broken a bit of a glass ceiling for myself. So that's why sprints kind of like, or pushing yourself a period of time, are really useful. And you just don't need to stick to the same targets all the time. Why the hell would you not push harder when you're highly motivated? Like you would literally be stupid not to. And sure, you might be like, it's not maintainable for me long term to, I don't know, stick to slightly lower calories or stick to this higher step count. But while I'm highly motivated, I can do that. Great. That's why there's range targets, right? That's why we will adapt things as we go. And my point is, I think a lot of people, even subconsciously, like hold themselves back because they're like, well, that's not maintainable long term. Cool. It doesn't have to be. But we can jump on it and capitalize on the January motivation that a lot of people will be feeling for now. And also, it's really motivating to get started and get some really significant results. And then it becomes a bit easier to keep going with that, which links to something I will talk about in the next episode, and about feeling good and about proving to yourself you can do something, and about increasing the trust that you have in yourself that, hey, when I say I'm going to show up and I'm going to do hard things, I do them, and look what I'm actually capable of. And once you start trusting yourself a little bit more, you become a little bit less anxious around the whole process of dieting, losing weight. And I mean, that translates to all areas of your life. Knowing that when you say to yourself, I'm going to show up for you, you do, is a really important feeling. And I always say this, but never break a promise to yourself. So if you are interested in capitalizing on January motivation, click the link in the show notes, the link in the show notes, fill in the application and I will email you. And if I'm not the right coach for you, I will find you someone who is. Or if you prefer, you can message me coaching on Instagram and I will send you the information there and we can have a bit of a chat. I hope you find this useful, and whether you're working with me or not in January, I wish you the very best of luck.